Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, grand rising, great whatever time it would be when you hear this broadcast. Welcome to Intentional Conversations with Janelle, you all. Happy Sunday. I'm in a bit of a goofy mood just because I am in awe of things that have been transpiring for the past few weeks, the new routes that are being taken. So before we get into anything, as you all know, we will all make sure that we are in this same space, experiencing this in different ways, but making sure that we are all here in the now. So take a moment. We're going to do a brief breathing exercise just to get us all here. We are going to do three sets of inhaling to the count of four, holding this to the count of three, and exhaling to the count of four. We're going to do this three times. So get in a nice, comfortable position if you are able to. Let your shoulders relax. Let your cheekbones relax. Calves. Let your body sink into whatever you are being seated on at the moment. And let's begin. Inhale to the count of four. Holding this to the count of three. And exhale to the count of four. Second round. Inhale to the count of four. Holding this to the count of three. Exhale to the count of four. Last time, let's take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. Inhaling to the count of four. Holding this to the count of three. And exhale to the count of four. Thank you, and welcome to the now. I forgot to do my disclaimer before I did the breathing exercise. The program does not like the dead air, so on the playback, if you hear it skipping out, that it's just not liking the dead air when we're doing the breathing motions. So that's all that is. Welcome to Intentional Conversations with Janelle. Happy Sunday. Happy, beautiful beginning of your week. I hope this day has been everything it is that you needed it to be, whatever that may be, whatever that may be. You all, when I tell you that I am in so much, I don't even want to say awe. I am living in the midst of something that I manifested, but in no way, shape, form, or fashion did I think it would, one, be this vast, two, come in the manner that it is coming to fruition. I didn't think that the changes that I would have to make would be these types of changes. I have been hell-bent on living a certain lifestyle for a certain amount of time just to achieve, not even just to achieve a certain goal, but it gives me a sense of freedom that I have honestly been enjoying. I have been happy with being able to do certain things that I hadn't been able to do for quite a while financially, being there for certain people financially that I haven't been able to be there for a while. And the mobile life, the van life, allotted me so much time to be with myself, to deal with a lot of shadow work that needed to be done that I'm still in the midst of taking care of. And it allowed me the space to feel every emotion it is that I was going through, because when I would get off of work, I would get into my van, and if I didn't have anything planned, it's just me in the mountains or me in the park and whatever it is that I'm doing in the van for the day and my thoughts. So that gave me the opportunity, that actually forced me to, I don't want to say forced, I just took the time, I took advantage of the opportunity that was presented to me. I was presented with time and space to have added with all my thoughts, to have added with whatever arguments it is that I needed to have with myself, to stop being in my own way, to stop beating myself up about certain things, and to learn to go the flow and not be so, well, this is the way that I pictured it. This is the way that I said that it's going to happen, and this is the way. I tell you. The more and more I fight to do it a certain way, the more that way is just like, the more things are just like, it's not going to be that way. It's not going to be that way. It's going to happen, but it's not going to be that way. So I've had to reevaluate a lot of things that told for quite a few years. And it almost hindered me from literally a blessing that I'm sitting in at the moment. It me almost being stubborn, almost, I don't even say it almost changed the path. I had to take a step back and learn and accept how to change. And I'm usually a person that's like, oh, I go with the wind, I go with the flow, and I'm glad I do this. But I was so hell-bent on mobile life being what it is to be doing that I literally was, had told a situation multiple times no, because I didn't think that that's where I was supposed to be being placed at the moment. I thought that mobile life and van life is because I went through so much to get it, to get there, thing that I should be doing at the moment. Boy, when I tell y'all, the universe just slapped. Slapped the piss out of me and was like, hey, we did not say you can't have what it is that you know that you are supposed to have. How about not having to go about it the way that you thought that it would be so hard, so lonely, so hectic, so going against the grain? It doesn't have to be that way. And I've had to come to accept some things, to understand that exactly what it is that I just said. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a struggle. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can have an idea. As long as you know in your heart what it is that you are trying to do, and that is what you are striving for, and that is what you are living and breathing and having faith in, and no matter what happens, is shaking that faith, it's going to happen. The road to whatever it is that you're trying to do or trying to get or whatever your heart is telling you, it may not look like how you mapped it out, but if you just put it out there and start living that way as if you already have it. I don't even want to say I promise you that it'll come. I just want you to do it. The changes that are coming and the things that are happening are allowing so many things to happen for Just Choose You, and it's just like, oh. So when you took that away, you were just clearing the way for this, and it's just like those things are so cliche when you see all those gifts and memes about you have to clear things, all the things out to get the new things and yada, yada, yada. And I hear all of those things. I read all of those things. I know all of that from life coach training, all of the positive things it is that I tell people are things that I literally have had to repeat to myself over and over and over for the past few weeks because I wasn't allowing myself to be excited, and I should have been. And once I let that go, it feels good. It really feels good. But I've been MIA because of a lot of changes that have happened. I am not coming to you from the van this Sunday in December, this first Sunday of December. I am actually coming to you from my base, which is actually in an apartment at the moment. Nothing negative happened with van life, nothing bad, nothing swayed me, nothing was like, oh, I can't handle this. Nothing negative or nothing made me say or nothing happened to make it say, to bring it to an end. I don't even want to say that it's ended as far as that being full-time for me. I don't want to say that I was forced into an apartment, but there is a venture that I'm on, which is kind of a requirement for me to be here because of my business partner. Van life is still there. I'm not going to say van life is no longer because now I have the opportunity to get out to Parham, out to my land more often. So that'll be happening. So you all will definitely be seeing footage and hearing things from out there, from me coming to you from out in Parham, Nevada, where I own a nice little piece of land. A goal that I had set out to accomplish a couple of years ago that was done, and I haven't had an opportunity to take advantage of it. And the way that things are operating and going and flowing right now, I have that opportunity, so I am definitely going to take it and jump on it. I have a series of journals that I will definitely be releasing before the end of the month. Before the end of the month, I will have a series of journals out that I will be promoting. That is definitely something that I initially stated I wasn't going to be promoting anymore because I wanted to focus on my services. Things that have been happening have been having me to reevaluate the order in which I thought things should be happening. And again, it's the universe taking one of those nice big old palm prints and smacking a dose of reality into me, which I'm grateful for. Everything that's happening, I've allowed myself to go ahead and be grateful for it because it's truly been a blessing. It's literally you all. I had to text my bestie, and I told her something like, even down, literally down to the water that I drink. And I know I'm sounding very vague as far as what's going on, but I don't want to give too much detail because of just certain things. I just don't want to give in too much detail, but I do want to let you all know that certain changes are allowing me to do things differently. So that's why I've been MIA. Van life has served its purpose. Van life has allowed me to grow so much. Mobile life has given me that space to accept so many things about myself that I want to address, that I am addressing, that I have addressed, that I'm still a work in progress. Giving me that peace and space to do so. I have a different understanding of financial responsibility. I have a different understanding of seriously believing in what is meant for you and what your passion is and where you should be and where you want to be and how you want your life to be. Path always is going to be a little rocky. It's always going to have some doors that get slammed. It's going to have some boulders that are going to fall on your head. It's going to be some crashes, some cliffs that you're going to fall off. There are going to be so many things that you are going to, those memes that be having you looking all tired and broke and sweating at the end of the day, but it's beautiful because of the success. Cool, child. If those things are just fractions of how true that is. But once you see things actually happen that you either wrote down or put on a vision board or have just been feeling in your heart or have just been feeling in your soul, just been feeling and just knowing and just thinking, this is how it should be. I should be doing this, and this is where, you know, that feeling of this can't be life, that is your cue to make some changes. That is your cue to take a deeper look within yourself and see how you are contributing to your unhappiness, how you are contributing to you not living the life it is that you envision for yourself. Pausing literally because I don't want to cry. That's how elated I am right now. I don't want to get emotional all on the show and stuff, but when I tell you all that I didn't think that this could be. I knew that this could be. I didn't think it would be this fast, like I said before. But even with that, This show was because I haven't done one since I did my guest. And it's not just because I've been flaking. There's really been quite a few changes that have been going on that I initially had a hard time dealing with. And I know a lot of people will be like, well, girl, you was going from this and you're getting that and da 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 da. And it's more so of me having to deprogram me having to battle so hard to just be myself and to be someone that I spend so much time with to be okay with that. For me to not feel like I have to live a dual life. And it's just like, oh, my goodness, you don't know how much it feels good to be able to breathe. And I'm, no matter what situation that I'm in, I'm going to be me regardless. It's just more so of being me and and dealing with however that person is going to deal with me. Because I'm going to be me. I don't know how to do anything else. I don't know any other way to be. That's the only thing I know how to do. Now, when there are things that Janelle needs to address, that she wants to address, and things that she wants to improve or maybe eliminate that no longer serve her, then, you know, you do the shadow work, you do those evaluations of yourself, you ask yourself those important questions, and you take care of it. You either eliminate it, address it, you know, try to work on it. Don't beat yourself up if you, you know, fall back on things like that. But that's what life is. That's what all of this is. So I always, every time something happens and I'd be like, oh, I always be like, oh, I need to stop worrying. But this situation, I don't know if the universe was just like, you know what, maybe we have to present this to you in this way. So you'll see. So you will literally, truly, and honestly understand and realize and recognize what you have, what it is that you need to be focused on, where you need to be focused, and that no matter what, no matter how far it is that you think you've fallen, no matter what you think you've lost, we got you. We got you. Once I learn how to process that, and that's all it is. It's processing whatever it is that you're working through. Like I said on the last show, there was a situation where I had to process the reality of what's going on. That's really what getting through things are. I don't want to say whatever trauma, but it's more so of getting through changes. It's processing whatever lesson, it's processing whatever it is that's going on. And it's not always easy, especially when you are in the midst of it. If you're in the midst of it or you're just coming out of it, to process it and actually learn the lesson or get the lesson or even to know it and still not want to accept it. Some people get that. You know where you could have done something differently. But because you feel so passionate about how you reacted or so passionate about what it is that you were reacting to, you don't want to learn that lesson. You don't want to process that. White me showing, this time not even in a bad way, but just me having to learn and accept the way that I think things should be going all the time is not necessarily the right way. That's it. That's all. No matter what it is that I picture for myself, the avenues that are there for me to get there are not always how I think that they are going to look. Not even the people that I think that are going to be on that journey with me are always there. And it's scary as shit, y'all. Like, it's really scary. And I really had a moment where it's just like, okay, oh, my goodness. So now what? Like, this was the vehicle. This was the way that I was going to get there. This was the only way that this could get accomplished. And you know what the universe said? Bam! Do we have to tell you again? Bam! Why do we keep having to smack you like this? You know what them old Batman cartoons used to look like when people would hit the enemy and the words would come up, pow, that's what I'd be feeling like. Bang, that's what I really be feeling like. If somebody was looking at my life on a reel or something, like, that's what they would be seeing right now. Just a hand coming out of nowhere with the words on the screen, on the paper, pow, didn't we tell you before? Bang, stop worrying about it. Boom, shut up. Like, that's what I think. That's how I view myself in the third person as far as to if someone is watching my life. I've always been able to do that, and it cracks me up, and that allows me to talk to myself a lot. But that has allowed me to be an amazing writer, which I'm definitely getting back into. This show definitely was just to announce just a couple of changes And just to let you all know, I haven't forgot. I haven't lost the beat. I have been inconsistent, but it hasn't been because I've just been falling off. Big changes have happened. Huge changes have happened. Things that I've had to accept. And they aren't bad things. So people that know me and know exactly what's going on are like, girl, like, why is this something that you even have to put thought into? And it's because it's a lack of control. And that's something that I have been told about myself before, and I just didn't see it. And I see it now, and it's a lack of control. And it's not even bad control, because it's not like I'm losing control of, you know, something in a bad way. It's more so of me being able to step into my feminine energy and still feel protected and still feel taken care of and still feel that I am okay with being in that feminine energy. It's not going to be ridiculed for being my own self. That's been something that I have been having to deal with. And this situation now where I feel like I've just had to be explaining van life it's not bad. It's not something that's terrible. It doesn't have to be terrible, and it served its purpose. And me moving on from that doesn't make me a bad person. Me moving on from that doesn't mean that I'm this fickle person. Me moving on from that doesn't mean that's not what was supposed to be happening. I had to learn how to let that go, because I just felt like I was betraying the hashtag. I was betraying what it is that I said that I'm supposed to be doing right now. I was betraying my goal. I was betraying what was supposed to be, you know, what was my plan. But it's the manner in which I needed it and wanted it served its purpose. And I've been able to be put into a position where the amenities that it allowed me have doubled. So that's been my adjustment that I've been having to do and accept. And it sounds so weird and saying, you got to accept something good that's happening. It's not even accepting something that's weird that's happening. It's accepting the level of control that of letting go. But in all of that, you all know that I am so always preaching about gratitude. I have been dancing and singing and meditating and screaming and yelling how grateful it is that I am, and so full of gratitude for the way that things are playing out. Learn You, Love You, Live You, the trilogy of journals is coming to you all before the end of December. My services are still going to be available. We are still going to be promoting Just Choose You. These journals, to me, are just my passion and just what I feel like people should be getting into because of the effect that they've had on my life and what I want you all to get out of them. I hope your Sunday has been beautiful, continues to be beautiful. Learn You, Love You, Live You, Just Choose You. Wait for the next episode of Intentional Conversations. Deuces, beautiful beings.